Hello and welcome to Spanish for Beginners on All FM 96.9.
This is an experiment, a radio show with a difference. It does what it says on the tin. What is that difference? Well, most radio shows, you listen. With Spanish for Beginners, you listen and speak.
Join me as my Spanish teacher, Pablo, teaches me and he can teach you as well.
Hola a todos. I'm going to teach Gurbir some basic Spanish. So join us on All FM 96.9. And I can teach you too. I am from Mexico. My name is Pablo. But I now live in Manchester. I have been teaching Spanish for so many years. But this is a new adventure for me. And you are more than welcome to join us.
Initially, the objective is not to learn the syntax or the grammar, but to understand and speak simple phrases and sentences. Learn through regular practice in listening and speaking. No previous experience in Spanish is necessary. There is no need to buy books, sign up for emails, or download any apps. All the programs are recorded. You can download and listen and practice at your own pace and time.
The Spanish language is no stranger to All FM. If you're not a regular listener to All FM, can I introduce you to two other programs that should be of interest? First, a relatively recent addition is Tardes Locas en Domingo, or Crazy Sunday Afternoons with Frankie Rodriguez, also known as DJ Frankie from El Salvador, with Grisia Flores. Here's a quick peek.
Señores, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo están? Estamos de nuevo, de regreso, en su programa Tardes Locas. Señores, habíamos estado un poco ausentes, pero ya vinimos. Así de que les damos la bienvenida para todas las personas que nos estén sintonizando. Espero que sea así, por favor, aunque sea la familia y los amigos que nos estén sintonizando. Pero me voy a poner esto por lado porque no sé si se está, si está escuchando. Estamos bien. Bueno, para empezar y romper el hielo, señores, nos vamos a ir con una cancioncita de la vieja escuela. Y ustedes saben que como yo estoy cipote, ¿verdad? Me gusta este tipo de música que hacían antes, que hoy ya no hacen. Crisia, por ahí anda la niña, pero la van a disculpar, ¿verdad? Bueno, señores, esta canción se llama Sin Ti, de Donato y Estefano. Por favor, si pueden comentar en WhatsApp, si usted se acuerda de esta canción, un poema de canción. Acuérdense, estamos por All FM 96.9, The Real Voice of Manchester. Señores, que disfruten esta canción.
Frankie and Crisia on Sunday Afternoons with Tardes Locas en Domingo. Keep an eye on allfm.org/schedule for timings and repeats. The second is Somos con Cecilia Ramos. We are with Cecilia Ramos. Cecilia, originally from Ecuador, has been in Manchester for a while. So long, actually, she can say the word Manchester far better than I can. Take a listen.
The Real Voice of Manchester. Buenas tardes, mi gente bonita. Mi nombre es Cecilia Ramos. Hoy es martes, son las 5 de la tarde. Eso significa que en el Northwest de UK, en Manchester, se va a escuchar música en español, música bonita. Para ti. Como todos los martes, estamos otro día más acompañándote esta tarde de no lluvia. Ha salido un poquito el sol. El color lo ponemos nosotros. La vibra la ponemos nosotros. Gracias por estar ahí. Gracias por acompañarnos otro día más. Gracias, mi gente bonita. Volvemos ahora mismo que estamos esperando también a nuestra invitada. Espero que te quedes con nosotros estas 2 horas de programa. Si quieres escucharnos, si estás en cualquier parte del mundo, puedes ir a la website www.olfm.org y si estás en Manchester, al 96.9. Y si nos quieres ver, ¿qué tal estamos? Pues puedes ir a @somos.cr en nuestras redes sociales, Facebook, Instagram y Twitter. Volvemos ahora mismo.
That's Somos con Cecilia Ramos every Tuesday at 5 p.m. until 7 on All FM 96.9. Both programs are in Spanish with lots of music, news, and so highly recommended. My name is Gurbir and I want to learn Spanish. Mi nombre es Gurbir y quiero aprender español. Do you want to too? Then join Pablo and me every other Tuesday at 1 p.m. here on Ball FM 96.9.
So, if you've always wanted to learn Spanish, don't leave for tomorrow that what you can do today. Or, as they say in Spain, no deje para mañana lo que puedes hacer hoy.
All the music clips you will hear are from the freemusicarchive.org. And these clips are used under the Creative Commons license. This license allows anyone to copy, make commercial use of, distribute and transmit the musical work, provided it is attributed to the original author or licensor. Here I have used La Paloma de la Paz by Rob from the Free Music Archive under the Creative Commons license.
The series starts on Tuesday the 5th of November between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. and then every other Tuesday. Listen on 96.9 FM, DAB, or online at allfm.org. More about the program at astrotalkuk.org/Spanish for Beginners. Hello, Pablo. How nice to see you.
Hello, once again, Gurbir.
The PDF book that we mentioned is our guide throughout this series. And if you need the link again, all the information, including the links to download that book, are at astrotalkuk.org/Spanish for Beginners. And remember, Pablo and I are volunteers. We don't get paid and you don't need to pay for anything. You don't have to subscribe to website or download any apps. And we would welcome any feedback, and you can provide that on Facebook at facebook.com/AllFM. Pablo, what are we going to do today? Or indeed, if you have any questions for me.
Well, one of our ideas is to start learning and practicing some common phrases in Spanish. So are you ready to start?
Yes, I think we're going to start at page 7 of this book that I mentioned earlier. I think I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you have to know that when you speak with Spanish speakers, we have some polite phrases that you have to use all the time. So, of course, one of the first phrases is when you say good morning or good afternoon or maybe good evening to someone or good night. Mm-hmm. So we are going to learn today some phrases, and these are one of the first ones. So good morning, in Spanish, we would say buenos días. Can you repeat, Gurbir?
Buenos días.
Once again, buenos días.
Buenos días.
Yes, very good. Buenos días. Try to focus that the O, it's in Spanish, is not the sound that we have in English, like O in English. In Spanish would be O. Oh. So it's buenos días.
Buenos días.
Muy bien. Very good. Buenos días. And how do we say good afternoon? We would say we would change for the female sound. Buenas tardes. Can you repeat, Gurbir, please?
Buenas tardes.
Yes. So how do you say good morning?
Buenos días.
Buenos.
Buenos días.
Yeah, that's a male word. Buenos días. And then good afternoon would be female.
Ah, okay. So buenos días and buenas tardes.
Yes. And so try to be careful. You say buenos. Buenos días, buenas tardes.
Buenos días, buenas tardes.
Very good, very good. And then we have a third phrase that is very common when it's getting late. How do we say good evening or good night? In Spanish, we would say buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Very good. Buenas noches. If I see you in the morning, I would say buenos días, Gurbir. Mm-hmm. And you will say to me, how do you say hello and good morning?
Buenos días, Pablo.
Buenos días, Gurbir. Buenas tardes, Gurbir.
Buenas tardes, Pablo.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
And you're quite right about the vowel sounds. When and I struggle with this. This is why I have problems with the vowels, because I remember when I was learning English many millions of years ago, I pronounced the vowel sounds with A, E, I, O, U, and the A, I pronounce as A, and of course it should be A.
Yes.
And that's...
Maybe let me give only a small pause. Mm-hmm. It is important that if you are interested in learning Spanish, the first thing that you have to know is that we have only one sound per vowel. Mm-hmm. Only one sound per vowel. So we will have the letter A in Spanish would be A. Instead of saying A, in Spanish would be A. Can you repeat A?
So A, as in buenas, buenas.
Buenas, buenas.
Ah,
you have to open your mouth like biting an apple. Apple.
Buenas.
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 Buenas. Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
When we jump to the next vowel, E. In English, we would see E, but in Spanish, we would say E. So, A, E. Can you repeat?
A, E.
Very good. And then the letter I in Spanish would be E.
So, it's A, E, E.
A, E, E. Then the next one that is difficult for the English speakers is the letter O. So in Spanish, it's not O. In Spanish, would be O. 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 So if you repeat all the four vowels, A, E, E, O.
A, E, E, O.
Very good. O. The Spanish, the English speakers, many times they try to say O. No. In Spanish, would be no. In this case, buenos, os, buenos días. A, E, I, O. And the last vowel in English, U, in Spanish would be U, U. So if you follow me, A, E, I, O, U.
A, E, I, O, U.
Very good. A, E, I, O, U. So if I go to the first common phrases, buenos días.
Buenos días.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Very good.
And can I just say that that's so important, you know, when we're learning vocabulary or even short sentences and phrases, even when I know all the words, because I don't pronounce them, people can't understand. So the pronunciation and the vowels are the key is so important. That's a really good start. And of course, I think we will need to return to this frequently as we go.
Many times when we say buenos días, buenas tardes, buenas noches, it's a way to say hello or maybe to say bye-bye or farewell. Mm-hmm. So this is like a cultural issue. So, but we can say other phrases like, ¿cómo estás? Or ¿cómo estás tú? Can you repeat this phrase? ¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás?
Or ¿cómo estás tú, Gurbir?
¿Cómo estás tú?
So that question in Spanish would be, how are you? Yes?
¿Cómo estás tú? How are you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But also we have a special phrase that you are also using the pronoun you, mm-hmm. but when you are talking with someone that it's more from another hierarchy, for example, a higher position than you in your job, or maybe if you meet the PhD at the university, the most high person in the institution,
right.
we would ask, ¿Cómo está usted?
Ah, okay. So this is a bit like the formal and informal settings.
Yes.
So
the informal would be, ¿Cómo estás tú?
Ah, okay. So informal, ¿Cómo estás tú?
Or you can ask, ¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás? And the formal would be, ¿Cómo estás usted?
¿Cómo está?
Sorry.
¿Cómo está usted?
¿Cómo está usted?
Or you can remove the usted and you can only ask, ¿Cómo está?
¿Cómo está?
Do you find a difference when you are listening to this? There's only one difference there. ¿Cómo estás? With an S at the end. ¿Cómo estás? That's informal. ¿Cómo está? Is the formal way.
And that's the other, you say it so much better. The emphasis, the accent is at the end. ¿Cómo está?
Yes.
And I struggle with that. So it's really, when you're saying it in front of me, much easier. So, ¿Cómo está?
Okay, that's formal. So if I meet you, if I meet someone, it's very important, or maybe the grandmother of a friend mm-hmm. on the street because of her age, you will say, Buenas tardes. Buenas tardes, Lupita. ¿Cómo está usted? So you will ask something like that. Can you repeat? ¿Cómo está usted, Lupita?
¿Cómo está usted,
Lupita?
Lupita.
That's a proper name. Lupita. Ah. Or maybe María.
Ah,
okay. Or maybe Marta. Or maybe Silvia.
Okay. So,
yes.
¿Cómo está usted, Silvia?
Yes. ¿Cómo está usted, Silvia? Okay. And you can ask, ¿Cómo está usted? Buenas tardes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's the structures.
Yes.
Every language has that, polite, formal, informal.
Yes. So we are combining now some common phrases. For mm-hmm. example, if mm-hmm. you meet your friend at mm-hmm. night, mm-hmm. when you go out to drink a tea or a coffee or eat a shawarma, for example, mm-hmm. you find your friend, you will say, Oh, buenas noches, Juan. Buenas noches, Gurbir. ¿Cómo estás? Can you repeat, Buenas noches, Gurbir, or Buenas noches, Pablo?
Buenas noches, Pablo.
Well, you are trying very hard. Buenas noches.
Buenas noches, Pablo.
You are missing the plural.
Ah.
Buenas noches, Pablo.
Buenas noches, Pablo.
¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás?
So that's, you are trying to say something like this. Good night, Pablo. How are you? Usually when we are speaking in any language, you know that it's like a kind of dialogue between two people. So you have to answer to that question. ¿Cómo estás? So the other person is expecting an answer. Mm-hmm. So one of the common phrases in Spanish would be, ¿Cómo estás, Pablo? Ah, you have to answer. I'm okay. I'm well, thanks. So you would say in Spanish, Estoy bien. Gracias. Estoy bien. I am okay. Thanks. I am okay. Estoy bien. Thanks. Gracias. Estoy bien. Gracias.
Estoy bien. Gracias.
And you can add something more. For example, there you can say, Estoy muy bien. I am very good. Thanks. Estoy muy bien.
Estoy muy bien.
Yes. So, and sometimes you are going to answer with in different ways because not all the time we are feeling okay. So you will find sometimes that your answer should be something like, Estoy mal. Estoy muy mal. Estoy más o menos. Look at this. This is a different common phrase here. So when you say, I am okay, you are saying, Estoy bien. If you say, I am very good, Estoy muy bien. If you said I am bad because you have a cold, you said estoy mal. If you say I am terrible, estoy muy mal.
Ay.
But when you say I am so-so, we have to say in Spanish estoy más o menos, like a plus and minus. So, más o menos.
Okay, so estoy bien or estoy muy bien, I am very well, or estoy más o menos.
Más o menos.
Estoy más o menos.
Yes, this is an answer that is very common, Gurbir. It's not only to say how are you, but for example, if someone asks you, like, how was your development in the exam, and you really don't know the answer, you would say más o menos. Yeah. I did it más o menos. Lo hice más o menos.
Yeah. So this reminds me. I'm not sure how good a representation it is, but in Manchester English, certainly I'm familiar with the term fair to middling. Have you ever heard of that?
Nope.
It's very peculiar, and it just means that it's sort of in the average.
Okay.
In between. So it's not.
I think that there's something very interesting here, because some of the answers also could be in Spanish. You can listen to some Spanish speakers saying "estoy regular." It's the same meaning of más o menos, but I think that in English you have a different understanding of that word. When you say regular in English, do you think it's positive or negative?
Well, regular means in the middle, really. It's
so that's
normal.
That's the real meaning in Spanish. You say, ¿cómo estás? Regular. For example, you had a terrible flu or cold, and someone asks you, how are you feeling? Regular. That's, you're not feeling completely well, but you're not bad.
So just say regular. Regular.
Yes. Remember the vowels A, E, I, O, U. Regular.
Regular.
You are saying you. Your English is pushing you to use the English is regu.
Regular.
Very good. Regular.
And lovely the way you say very good. Even though my pronunciation still got some way to go. And that's the nature of learning something.
That is
and,
true.
I will get better at it. But I noticed the way that Spanish handles the letter R.
Yes.
It's a consonant. You say it in a way that I just can't do it.
Oh,
regular.
Yes. We can learn about the R later. Maybe in another program.
Oh yes. We certainly need to. And that's the other thing just generally about languages. So first of all, I was saying earlier that when you don't pronounce words properly, people don't understand. And that's why the pronunciation is so important, which is one of my many weaknesses. Especially those with common accents, people will understand nevertheless, and sometimes with a smile on their face, because you say it in such a funny way. Just like we hear people who are not native English speakers maybe mispronounce some English words. So that, I think, is not necessarily a downside of learning a language. It's part of the fun.
So let me say something about this. If you are planning to visit Spain, for example, maybe you will find that they are saying the common phrases, the greetings, in a different way. So, for example, you will find in the material that we are suggesting you to download, it's free. For example, if you go to Mexico, my country, you will listen to so many people asking you, ¿qué onda? ¿Cómo estás? That is very informal. ¿Qué onda? ¿Cómo estás? They are asking the same thing. How are you? Is everything okay? ¿Qué onda? But you will never listen to this phrase in Spain. In Spain, they will ask you, ¿qué tal? Or maybe they ask you, ¿Qué tal estáis? So there will be a different way to ask the same information.
And that, again, reflects what happens in English. In different parts of the world, although the language may be English, but the way it's expressed locally is always different. So the kind of Spanish we're talking about are pretty much the more common forms, which would be understood pretty much everywhere.
Yes.
And when you go to Mexico, there might be peculiarities there, or indeed even in mainland Spain. But the kind of Spanish that we're dealing with is something that most Spanish speakers, no matter where they are, would understand at least, even if they're not common to their particular dialect. So yes. You said, ¿qué tal?
¿Qué tal?
¿Qué tal?
Oh, ¿qué tal estás?
Ah, okay.
It's the same question like, how are you?
¿Qué tal?
¿Qué tal?
Lovely. And we will come to what some of these words mean in due course. But at the moment, we're just learning phrases and short sentences.
You are listening to Spanish for Beginners with Gurbir Singh and Pablo Pasco on All FM 96.9 MHz, based in Levenshulme, Manchester. In addition to FM, you can also listen on DAB, online at allfm.org, and click Listen Now. And if you miss anything, you can listen again on mixcloud.com/allfm969. You can also listen again to this program on astrotalkuk.org/Spanish for Beginners. Not only will you find all the related resources there, but you can download the full program, something you can't do on mixcloud.com. Pablo is from Mexico, so a native Spanish speaker. He is teaching me beginner Spanish here in the studio. Join us and he can teach you too. Initially, the objective is not to learn the syntax or the grammar, but to understand and speak simple phrases and sentences. No previous experience in the Spanish language is necessary. There is no need to buy books, sign up for emails, or download an app. All the programs are recorded. You can download, listen, and practice at your own pace and time. All FM is a resource for all the community. If you are interested in learning about radio and broadcasting, check out the training opportunities on allfm.org/training. All FM has been providing training opportunities for over 2 decades. For advertising opportunities, check out allfm.org/advertising. All FM serves a large number of eclectic mix of communities, including programs for various foreign languages, for example, Cantonese, Farsi, Polish, Punjabi, Ukrainian, and Spanish. Specific shows target the African, Irish, and LGBTQ communities of all ages. All FM has a proud record of winning awards. This year, 2024, it received the Bronze Award at the ARIAS for Community Station of the Year at the Theatre Royal, Drury Lane. For the latest news and updates, visit allfm.org and facebook.org/allfm.
So there are other common phrases that you are going to listen a lot when you interact with someone that is new for you, or you are traveling to a new country that they speak Spanish. There are some, one of the first questions that you are going to listen is, ¿cómo te llamas? This is the informal way, no? Mm-hmm. ¿Cómo te llamas? Or maybe if you're talking with someone that is older than you, or with a higher position in a job, you listen, ¿cómo se llama usted? ¿Cómo se llama usted? ¿Cómo te llamas? O ¿cómo se llama usted? So that's the question of what is your name?
So, ¿cómo te llama?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas means what is your name?
Yes. So if someone asks what is your name, you have to answer my name is Gurbir. So if I ask you in Spanish, ¿cómo te llamas? You will answer mi nombre es Gurbir. Ah. O me llamo Gurbir.
Okay, so let me try this then on on you. ¿Cómo te llamas?
Yo me llamo Pablo. I can also answer, my name is Pablo. Mi nombre es Pablo. So,
and I can recognize a lot of the words like nombre coming from name.
Yes.
So, sorry, mi nombre es Gurbir.
Yes, mi nombre es Gurbir. Mi nombre es Pablo. Or you can answer, me llamo Pablo. Me llamo Gurbir.
So in one case we say, my name is, in the other case is, I call myself Gurbir.
Yes.
I am called.
So you will listen to this question very often when you meet someone on the street or at school or at the supermarket. ¿Cómo te llamas? Oh, mi nombre es Pablo. Me llamo Pablo.
¿Cómo te llamas? And me nombre es Gurbir.
Yes, very good. And usually you have to answer with a with the same question. Because if not, it will be like a little bit rude. The person is interested in meeting you. So you have to ask something similar. Like, you can ask the same question, but that will be like repeating the same structure. But you can do it in a very easy way. For example, if someone asks you, ¿cómo te llamas? And you answer, mi nombre es Pablo. Then you can ask the other person, ¿y tú? O ¿y usted? Instead of saying all the same structure, you are asking, and you, ¿y tú? ¿Cómo te llamas? Mi nombre es Gurbir. ¿Y tú? Ah, mi nombre es Pablo.
Ah, so ¿y tú? Is and you?
Yes.
So, okay.
And that's the ¿y tú? Is like the informal way. But if you're talking with someone older or in a higher position in your job, you will ask, ¿y usted?
Ah, okay. So this is the, again, the distinction between the formal and informal. And I guess you can be, is equivalent to tú. Actually, it's interesting. You know, I was born in India.
Okay.
And tú means exactly the same thing as it does in Spanish.
Oh, that's interesting.
I hadn't clocked that before, but and it's also the informal you. So it is something that you will use amongst your friends or children or somebody. And when you use the formal usted in Spanish, most languages in Punjabi, certainly where I grew up, is it's like the plural version. It means they, the nearest English equivalent, and it's just a more formal way of referring to somebody.
Yes, so than, in that case, Gurbir is very interesting because in Spanish, the you form, you are going to use it for three different ways. In Spanish, we would say tú, that is the second person of the singular form, usted, that is also the second person of singular form. And you can use ustedes, the plural form for you. So, tú, usted, or ustedes.
Okay, and there are many others, and we'll come to all of those. So let's practice what we've just been learning about greetings and then asking the name.
Yes.
So if I was, we were staying in some hotel, and I came down for breakfast, and I was passing you, I would say, buenos dias, Pablo. Oh, no, I don't know your name yet. So, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. You can say mucho gusto, nice to meet you. Buenos dias.
Ah, okay.
Mucho gusto.
Ah, no, we haven't, yeah, great. So, mucho gusto
is
nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Okay. Seeing you at the breakfast area in the morning.
Yes.
Don't know who you are. And I'm walking past you and I say, buenos dias.
Yes. Buenos días. And I will ask you, ¿cómo estás?
Bien. Muy bien. Gracias.
Very good.
So and you, I can say, ¿qué tal?
¿Qué tal? Todo bien. Muy bien. Gracias.
And I then might say that my name is, and then ask you yours. Say, mi nombre es Gurbir. ¿Cómo te llamas?
Very good. So I will answer, mucho gusto. Me llamo Pablo. Mucho gusto. Mi nombre es Pablo.
And it's exactly the kind of, in terms of the bigger picture, the kind of conversation to and fro that we would have in any language. You introduce yourself, you respond, and then you check, as you were saying earlier, ask the same question about how they are.
Yes. And if you have two or three more minutes with mm-hmm. that person in at the breakfast, mm-hmm. Maybe they will ask you something like this. Where are you from? So in Spanish, we would say, ¿De dónde eres? ¿De dónde eres? Can you repeat that phrase? ¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Yes, that's the meaning of where are you from. And if the formal way, they will ask you, ¿De dónde es usted?
Uh-huh.
¿De dónde es usted?
So, ¿De dónde usted?
¿De dónde es usted?
¿De dónde es usted?
Yes.
So, where are you from?
Yes, where are you from? Mm-hmm. So I will say, well, yo soy de México.
Ah.
¿Y tú?
So you can just say Mexico again.
Yes, México. So my country is, you spell the name M-E-X-I-C-O. Mm-hmm. That's in English.
Yeah.
But in Spanish we say M E X I C O, or in Spain C O. So, but the pronunciation is México, México,
México,
México.
¿De dónde eres?
Yo soy de México. ¿Y tú, Gurbir, de dónde eres? Yo soy.
Yo soy India.
Yo soy de India.
Yo soy de India.
Mucho gusto. Nice to meet you.
Mucho gusto. How do you say also?
También.
Mucho gusto. También.
Very good. You are improving a lot, Gurbir.
Let's just mention a few other countries. So if I wanted to say I'm from Spain, yes. I would say, Yo soy de Español.
No. Once again, I'm going to correct you, Gurbir.
No, this is exactly what you're here to do.
Because the name of the country is España.
España.
España. So, for example, I'm going to give you some examples.
Mm-hmm.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Muy bien. ¿Y tú? Muy bien, gracias. ¿Cómo te llamas? Oh, yo me llamo Gurbir. ¿Y tú? Ah, yo me llamo Pablo. Ah, mucho gusto. ¿De dónde eres? Ah, yo soy de México. ¿Y tú? Yo soy de la India. O yo soy de España. Yo soy de Bangladesh. Yo soy de Siria. Yo soy de Gran Bretaña. Yo soy de Inglaterra. So you are going to use the names, the proper names of the countries.
So it's always yo soy de and then the name of the country.
Yes.
And so you said Inglaterra. That's England?
England es Inglaterra.
And I think you said, I said Espanol, that's a language. I should have said, if I want to say I was from Spain, I would say, Yo soy de España.
That's a very good thing, Gurbir, because there are two ways to answer.
Mm-hmm.
You can answer, as I told you, Yo soy de, that's a preposition, and you have to add a proper noun. Yo soy de México. But also I can answer in the same way. Yo soy mexicano. So yo soy de México. Yo soy mexicano. Yo soy de la India. O yo soy indio.
So you can say I am from Mexico or I am Mexican.
Yes, that's the idea. So
okay.
If you are living here in the UK and you are British,
mm-hmm.
you have to say, yo soy de Gran Bretaña.
Mm-hmm.
o yo soy británico.
Ah, okay.
Británico.
So just going through some more countries, you did a nice short list. So Inglaterra is England, España, Spain.
Yes.
India is India.
Yes, and you pronounce the same way. India, India.
Uh-huh. What about Germany?
Oh, that's interesting. Germany in Spanish is Alemania.
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 France?
Francia.
Francia?
Francia, or if you are speaking with a person from Spain, they will say Francia.
Ah, okay. Francia.
Francia, or in Latin America, Francia.
Aha. And by Latin America, am I right to think you mean South America?
Well, no, that's a very interesting topic. Latin America is a region.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the people that are in Europe, they consider all the Spanish speakers part of South America, and that's a big mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So the American continent has three regions. North America, that is big.
Mm-hmm.
South America, that is also big. And we have in the middle seven small countries that we call them Central America.
Mm-hmm.
So the interesting thing is that geographically speaking, we divide the continent in three. Norte America, America Central,
mm-hmm.
America del Sur, North America, Central America, and South America. So Mexico is in North America. Mexico está en Norte America. So that's the reality.
I think what you helped me understand is I kept thinking of Latin America being South America. But of course, you're quite right, because there are so many speakers of Spanish in America, in North America, United States.
That is true.
Oh, how do you say United States in Spanish?
Estados Unidos.
Estados Unidos.
Estados, remember the vowels, A, E, I, O, U. So, Estados, O, Estados Unidos.
That's a really good one to help remember the pronunciation. So, it's Estados.
Estados.
Estados Unidos.
Estados Unidos. The official name is Estados Unidos de America.
Estados Unidos de
America. America.
What about United Kingdom?
United Kingdom in Spanish would be Reino Unido.
Reino Unido.
Yes. United, Unido, Kingdom,
mm-hmm.
Reino. Reino Unido.
Okay. I'm guessing Reino is like regal and monarch and king. Kingdom.
Yes.
Kingdom. How do you say king in Spanish?
The word king is rey.
Yeah, well, that's where it comes from then. Rey. Reino Unidos.
Reino Unido. It's singular.
Reino Unido.
Yes, and if you talk about the United Kingdom in Spanish, all the countries that are part of would be Inglaterra, England.
Mm-hmm.
Wales would be Gales.
Gales.
It would be Scotland, Escocia.
Escocia.
Escocia, or you are talking with a Spanish speaker from Spain, Escocia.
Mm-hmm.
And Northern Ireland, Irlanda del Norte. So the four countries are Escocia, Inglaterra, Gales, y el país de Irlanda del Norte.
Irlanda
del Norte.
Okay, so Escocia, Scotland, Gales, Wales, and Inglaterra, and Irlanda
del Norte.
Irlanda
del Norte.
De Norte.
Norte.
Norte. Ah.
So we have to write in English is N-O-R-T-E. In Spanish would be N-O-R-T-E. Irlanda del Norte.
Okay. So, Escocia, Scotland, Gales, Wales, and Inglaterra, England, and Irlanda del Norte.
Del Norte.
Irlanda del Norte. So that's really good. I appreciated that. We only see ourselves as we see ourselves. It's good to see how others see us. Lovely.
So okay. In this country, Gurbir, it's a very multicultural city in Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
You will find a lot of people now from Asian countries, Middle Eastern countries,
mm-hmm.
and people from Hong Kong,
mm-hmm.
and people from European countries. No, mm-hmm. So it's important to learn some of these countries if you want to speak in Spanish. So you can say, oh, ¿de dónde eres? Yo soy de China. I am from China.
Mm-hmm.
Yo soy de Brasil. I am from Brazil. Yo soy de Canadá. I am from Canada.
Mm.
Yes. Yo soy de Bélgica. Mm. I am from Belgium. Yo soy de Italia. I am from Italy. Yo soy de Jordania. I am from Jordan. I am British. Yo soy británico. Mm. Yo soy mexicano. Yo soy polaco. From Poland.
Polaco.
So that country would be, soy de Polonia.
Polonia.
But you would say in the other way, I am Polish,
mm-hmm.
yo soy polaco.
Polak.
Polaco.
Polaco.
Yes.
Okay. And that's the lovely thing about spending time here at All FM. You do meet people from many of the countries you mentioned.
That's
and
wonderful.
Of course, here we are, you from Mexico. And I'm from India, and we're trying to learn Spanish. Lovely. Okay, any final things you want to mention today at the end of this program before we summarize?
Yes, of course. Well, we are learning today about how to say hello, how to introduce yourself, to ask what's your name, where are you from? But also at the end of that small conversation, you have to add something that is very, very important, to say goodbye. So it's something that we have to say because it's part of the cultural way of being polite. So when you are ending a conversation, you would say, well, see you soon. Or you want to say goodbye. If you want to say see you soon, you are going to say hasta pronto. Or you can say hasta luego. Yes, see you soon, see you later.
Hasta pronto is see you soon.
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
See you later.
See you later.
Mm-hmm. And if you only want to say bye-bye,
mm-hmm.
you have to say adios. Adios.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of. So just in the same way, in English, we have many ways of saying bye when people are going their own way, like you said.
Yes.
See you soon. Bye. Goodbye. See you tomorrow. In Spanish, hasta pronto. See you soon. Hasta luego. See you later.
Yes.
And
adios.
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 It's only one word. It's adios.
Adios.
Very good.
Ah.
With a stress in the O. Adios.
Adios.
Yes. That means to say goodbye.
Let me just summarize a few of the things that we've covered today.
It's important that if you are interested in learning Spanish, the first thing that you have to know is that we have only one sound per vowel.
Mm.
Only one sound per vowel. So we will have that. So if you follow me, A, E, I, O, U.
A, E, I, O, U. We said that the common phrases greetings
yes.
are buenos dias, for good morning, buenas tardes, good afternoon, buenas noches, good evening or good night.
So I will repeat that. So mm-hmm. you will say buenos días, buenas tardes, buenas noches.
Right. And how do you say how are you?
¿Cómo estás? Or ¿cómo está usted? Or ¿cómo está?
¿Cómo estás?
Okay? ¿Cómo estás?
And ¿cómo se llama? What is your name?
Yes, or ¿cómo te llamas? The informal way.
Mm-hmm.
¿Cómo se llama? ¿Cómo te llamas? Mi nombre es Pablo. Mi nombre es Gurbir.
Okay.
Me llamo María.
Mm-hmm.
Me llamo Lorena.
Escocia, Scotland. Gales, Wales. Inglaterra. And Irlanda. The Norte. So what I want to end with, a bit of an anecdote, which hopefully will become a bit of a reoccurring theme that you'll hear frequently. One of the principles of learning a language, because it's so difficult, especially when we all have our very busy lives. So many people want to start, maybe start and never continue. So if you want to learn Spanish, don't wait, just get stuck in. Or in Spanish, no dejes para mañana lo que puedes hacer hoy.
No dejes para mañana lo que puedes hacer hoy.
And that, of course, means don't leave for tomorrow that what you can do today. Lovely. Okay, so until the next program, do you have anything to conclude with for this program, Pablo?
Yes, I want to tell you that one of the biggest common phrases that you have to say is mucho gusto en tenerlos como nuestra audiencia. It's a pleasure to have you listening to this program. So I want to tell you that I am so happy to be with you. So mucho gusto.
Mucho gusto. And you can contact Pablo and me through the Facebook page, facebook.com/allfm. Until next week, it's hasta luego.
Hasta pronto. Hasta luego. Nos vemos la próxima semana. See you next week.
Adios.
Adios.
That's it for today. Thanks to Pablo for joining in this experiment. Or is it an adventure? And you too, if you are coming along for the ride. Today we looked at some common phrases on page 5 of SPA 101, the PDF file that we're using throughout this course. Some common phrases including buenos días, good morning, cómo estás, how are you, and cómo te llama, what is your name. On the 3rd of December, we will look at some more vocabulary on page 6 of SPA 101. Expressions such as lo siento, I'm sorry, muchas gracias, thanks a lot, igualmente, likewise. The final program of this year, on the 17th of December, well, we haven't quite finalized that yet. There will be more vocabulary, and we will return to the alphabet and incorporate some of your feedback. There are many kinks to be ironed out. What are those kinks? What's missing? How can future programs be better? We hope to have live phone-ins and face-to-face meetups. In the meantime, leave your comments at facebook.com/allfm, or you can drop Pablo and me an email via info@astrotalkuk.org. If you want to download and listen to the show again, best to use astrotalkuk.org/Spanish for beginners. All the information, resources, and past programs will be available for download in one place. Just as in most languages, many ways to say farewell in Spanish. Adios, goodbye, or hasta próxima vez. Until next time. Remember, if you want to do something, don't hang around, get on with it. Don't put off to tomorrow
that what you can do today. Or in Spanish, no dejes para mañana lo que puedes hacer hoy. Not only will you find all the related resources there, but you can download the full program, something you can't do on mixcloud.com.
Soy un hombre del pueblo, harto de trabajar. Mi vida es el trabajo, paloma, pero me pagan mal. Las leyes están hechas a favor del patrón. La ley no escucha al pueblo, paloma, aunque tenga razón. Que no, paloma, no, que así que no trabajo yo. Que no, palomita, que así que no trabajo yo. El deber del trabajo, dicen que tengo yo. De mis deberes hablan, paloma, de mis derechos no. Pero nos uniremos contra la explotación. La fuerza de la gente, paloma, siempre estará en la unión. Que no, paloma, no, que no trabajo yo. Que no, palomita, que así que no trabajo yo. Nos juzgan y condenan en nombre de la paz. Cada vez que pedimos, paloma, justicia y libertad. Pero la paz tú eres y con ellos no estás. Que vuelas con nosotros, paloma, paloma de la paz. Vuela, paloma, y di que no, que así que no trabajo yo. Que no, palomita, que no. Que así que no trabajo yo, buena paloma y di que así que no trabajo yo, que no palomita que no trabajo, que así que no trabajo yo. Nos juzgan y condenan en nombre de la paz. Cada vez que pedimos, paloma, justicia y libertad. Pero la paz tú eres y con ellos no estás. Que vuelas con nosotros, paloma, paloma de la paz. Vuela, paloma, y di que así que no trabajo yo. Que no, palomita, que no. Que así que no trabajo yo, buena paloma y di que así que no trabajo yo, que no palomita que así que no trabajo, que así que no trabajo yo. Nos juzgan y condenan en nombre de la paz. Cada vez que pedimos, paloma, justicia y libertad. Pero la paz tú eres y con ellos no estás. Que vuelas con nosotros, paloma, paloma de la paz. Vuela, paloma, y di que así que no trabajo yo. Que no, palomita, que no. Que así que no trabajo yo. Vuela, paloma.